Let's start with the obvious with Emily Boyne, and that is, where is Mauritius? No, I looked it up, but what was it like growing up there? Tell people about where you're from.
So I'm from a tiny little island called Mauritius, and it's about 2 hours plane from Madagascar. So it's in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and it's very, very small. And I grew up there, and I was born there too. My dad is from Zimbabwe, and my mom is from Mauritius. It was very awesome growing up there. Everything is really close, very tight community with a lot of different cultures and races. So it's been perfect, I think, living up there, growing up there, going to the beach whenever want to. Everything's really close. It's very beautiful. A lot of tourists come there for holidays. So
sure.
Yeah.
What's the temperature like? Because here, I think you would have to agree, it's way too hot.
Well, it is really hot there too. It's a tropical island, so it doesn't really get cold at all. In the summer, it's probably about the same as in Florida. And in the winter, it stays in the 70s, maybe high 60s.
When a lot of the tourists come, I'm sure, at that point.
Yeah,
What else was it known for? Like, what was the, you know, the food like? I mean, the beach part I figured out on my own, but right. What else?
The food is amazing. Like I said, there are so many cultures, so a lot of them bring their different foods. There's Creole, Chinese, just a lot of different things you can find. A lot of seafood, obviously. So, yeah, it's
nice.
Absolutely amazing.
Making me hungry. People need to know I'm doing this a little bit past the lunch hour, and I haven't eaten yet. Now I want to go to the food court country that is Mauritius. Wow. So I guess you have had no issues blending in on the women's tennis team, because maybe more than any here, although there's some competition in this category, there's different nationalities. It must be a perfect fit for you.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is one of the reasons why I chose this school, because of the amount of international students that there are. It's really easy to fit in, and yeah, just to get to know a lot of different people from across the world. And I love that. I love meeting new people and being able to learn about different cultures. So yeah, definitely.
Well, that's awesome. I'm curious. I'm sure that Coach Morris would have liked to have made a personal visit to Mauritius based on what you said about it. But how did you guys connect?
Well,
up?
I've invited her a few times and she said she would love to come. So I'm still waiting for that.
Nice.
I actually knew two girls on the tennis team from juniors, and they were already here. So, and I knew I wanted to come to Florida, and I was just looking at different schools, and I just knew, I don't know, there was something special about USF that I wanted to come here. So I got in touch with Christina Morris and sent her an email, and we got in contact, and I said I knew there's two girls here already. And yeah, then not too long afterwards, I came here. So
that's awesome. Well, just a quick tennis question or two. You know, based on your height, which you're towering over me, how tall are you?
I'm about 5'9", 5'10".
Okay, you seem taller than me, but sitting down, you're much taller sitter than me. But yeah, you probably have always focused on, I'm guessing anyway, you know, that part of your game, serving and that kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely. I think growing up, coaches have always tried to use my height as a weapon. So definitely with serves and bigger strokes. However, I've had to work a lot on footwork and being able to be more agile on my feet and be a bit quicker and more explosive. But definitely with power, I think it definitely helps to be tall. Yeah,
absolutely. And doubles, of course, volley is such a big part
yes.
of it. But in singles, it doesn't seem like there's as much serve and volley these days. Did you ever go that approach? I mean, everyone seems to hug the baseline in singles.
Yes, that's true. I think serve and volley is a lot old school.
Yeah.
But it does definitely work. It's not necessarily much in my game. I would like it to be. I think I definitely need to work on it first before applying it in matches and stressful moments. But yeah, definitely we need to try it out a bit more.
You have the tools. We know they're in the back of your pocket if you need them to surprise an opponent. So whenever that is, whenever we get to see it, we look forward to it. Until then, it was great to meet you.
For sure. Thank you so much.